Another aspect of our joy in this topic, I think, is in is it 2 John? I just turned to the end of 2 John. I think it's the passage in 2 John where there's joy simply in being with other believers at all. 2 John verse 12. Having many things to write to you, I did not wish to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face that our joy may be full. I think just the, obviously what they were going to speak about would produce joy mutually in their hearts. He could have written that. He could have written wonderful things. In 1 John, he says, I'm going to write these things to you so that your joy may be full. But here he says, I just want to come and speak with you face to face. And here he says, so that our joy may be full. He doesn't say here, so that your joy may be full, which he could have said that. That would have been wonderful enough. I want to come and bring you more truths face to face so that you will have more joy in the Lord. But here's the Apostle John the elder, who knows that his joy will be full also, spending time with fellow believers. And so we might just make sort of a general application. When we feel downcast, one of the things to do is just go spend time with other believers. We may not suddenly have a rush of emotion when we walk in the room, but when we spend time with fellow believers, what does the hymn say? Becoming more like heaven as more of heaven we speak. Becoming more like heavenly citizens as more of heaven we speak. Just the fact that here are fellow believers together, and they would, could we say, automatically encourage one another if their thoughts are to do so. If our thoughts are of ourselves, then we're going to discourage one another. If our thoughts are of the conditions around us, whether it's conditions ecclesiastically, conditions in the world, conditions in any manner that we could become focused upon, we're not going to find joy there. But when we just find ways to encourage one another in the Lord, there's joy in the Lord.
Yeah, I was thinking of Malachi 3, verse 16, just in that connection, Steve. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And what did they speak of? And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. It was not just being with believers, but the quality of that fellowship. It was having the Lord as part of the fellowship with each other. It wasn't just, well, you like to swim, I like to swim, let's go and be together and swim. No, it's thinking on the Lord and being having the Lord as our focus together.
I think everything everyone is saying about these passages and what we see in them, I think is just a reflection of what we saw in the first reading with respect to the Lord Jesus, which is, you know, we described him as the man of joy, but he was also the man of sorrows. His life was full of trials. They hated me without a cause. And when he warns the disciples about what they're going to go through, he says, it's because you're the servants and I'm the master, and whatever I have gone through, you should expect to go through as well. And also, with regard to this passage in 1 Thessalonians and in the epistles of John, we see joy coming out of other people, believers, seeing them being blessed and Christ being manifested in them. This is just like the Lord Jesus having joy in seeing, you know, the poor evangelized, you know, seeing the lost have light come upon them, seeing God becoming more and more manifest to all these people that were like sheep without a shepherd. And so I think it's really the verse that makes it clear, at least in my mind, is when it says in Psalm 40, you know, I delight to do thy will. The joy that our Lord had, as we have already said, wasn't because of the wonderful circumstances he had, but it was because he was delighting to do the will of God. We have a hymn that says, you know, he gave when here on earth, glory to thee. You know, the wondrous words he taught, the wondrous works he wrought, his holy footsteps brought glory to thee. That the Lord Jesus took joy in that his God and Father was being glorified at every turn. Similarly, as believers now, if our hearts have truly been won by Christ, whom having not seen, we love, as it says in 1 Peter, on whom not seeing but believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable. To the extent our joy is to see Christ glorified and to see his interests advanced, we can have joy in these things that we're talking about here. I'm not necessarily going to rejoice because I'm simply meeting with a Christian, as Brother Bill already mentioned. It's not just being in the same room with a believer. It's being with a believer and seeing them as the work of Christ, as part of his body, part of his bride, someone for whom Christ died. Then I will have joy in seeing that believer edified. I'm going to want to watch my words. I'm going to want to think hard and work at edifying my brother, my sister, because I want Christ to be glorified in their life. Because if I really love Christ, that's where my joy is going to come from, seeing Christ increase in other people. So that the motivation isn't, I want to win a crown. It's, I want to present Christ with a crown. So that, you know, just to kind of, I guess, recap what I'm saying, to the extent the Lord's joy flowed out of his love for God and his desire to please God, our joy, in spite of whatever circumstances, whether painful or wonderful, is going to flow out of our love for Christ. If it doesn't flow out of our love for Christ, we'll just be like the world. When things are making us feel good, we'll be happy. When things are making us feel bad, we won't be happy. Either way, we won't really have true joy. Joy is going to come from our love for Christ and our seeing Christ by faith in other believers for whom we want to serve and edify.
One could say, as we are going through this theme of joy, that in the last portion, and especially what we are reminded, that the joy of John is being with the saints. One could come to the conclusion that any time we take up a subject or any time we take up a theme, the Spirit's desire is that we might have something within us to reproduce Christ in our lives. Because earlier we were reminded that when we go to Psalm 16, as this blessed man, his delight was not only in God, but to the saints that are on the earth and to the excellent in whom I delight. And we could tell that there is a joy in the heart of Christ being with the saints of God. So if the life of Christ is being reproduced in my life, then there need to be the same. There need to be a certain joy that is seen and felt within me of being with the saints of God.